Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance. Hello, and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. I am Matt, and we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. And visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address, and that's www.mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you can do that too, marciliains@gmail.com. marciliains@gmail.com. Now, I don't know how your summer is going so far, but we're having a fairly nice summer. Until I got our electric bill yesterday. We moved into a new house last fall. They had a pool, more square footage, yada, yada, yada. I was prepared that we were going to have a little bit larger electric bill than we did at our previous home, but not to the tune of what I opened yesterday. I figured that on the air conditioning having to be pretty much going 24/7 for 2 weeks. Because up here in Michigan, we had a period of 2 weeks where it was over 90 degrees, 90% humidity, which is a very, very miserable time to be outside. So air conditioners were going overboard. And then also we have a pool now, and the pool filter, I figure, is costing us quite a bit to run. So I did some checking around and found some tips from Fresh Home. It's a home improvement idea website. You can go there and you can get ideas on, you know, things to do with your bathroom or kitchen, you know, that kind of stuff. They also have articles relating to gardening, and it's just really good home improvement tips and tricks and whatnot. And they actually had an article with 10 tips on saving some electricity during the summer months. So I thought I would, I figure I'm not the only one that's dealing with a high electric bill due to the summer, that many of you out there are dealing with the same thing. And so I thought putting together this article or this blog post for today with 5 of the 10 tips from Fresh Home. .com. Again, go to our website, mvpinsure.us, that's mvpinsure.us, and click on the lower right-hand side of the landing page. There is a link to the Let's Talk Insurance website, and it'll bring you to the blog post for today. Now, the first tip that they have is replace your AC unit. If your home or AC unit is over 20 years old, it might be time to update or upgrade to a more efficient unit. They made great strides over the last 20 years when it comes to central air conditioning, using alternative methods than Freon, using other refrigerants, make things run more efficiently. certainly, if you've got one of the older central air units, even though it may be working fine, it may be an electricity hog. So it may be more economically feasible to replace your old central air unit with a newer one. I figure with the electricity savings over the next 5 years, that it would pay for itself. For sure. So definitely look into replacing your AC unit if your home or the AC unit itself is over 20 years old. Second tip they have for you here is cook differently. Instead of slaving over a hot stove for meals, try alternative cooking methods, such as using a microwave, maybe an Instapot, or even cooking on an outdoor grill. Using a stove or oven increases the indoor temperature, meaning that your AC unit is going to be on for longer to try to maintain the temperature. They suggest that if you're going to do any baking or cooking on your stove, that you do it early in the morning when it's cooler, or later in the evening when it's cooler, rather than doing it in the middle of the day or as it begins to get warm. And then you got to think that a microwave or an Instapot is going to use less energy. It's not going to create as much heat as a stove or oven would. So definitely consider doing that. And then it's grilling weather. If you have yourself a propane grill or a charcoal grill, try to utilize that outdoors. Keep the heat and everything outdoors so that you can keep your indoors cooler and save a little bit on electricity. The third tip they have for you is get a programmable thermostat. Programming the temperature to run a little warmer when you're sleeping or when you're not at home will help to save on your electricity from the AC unit. Why cool off the home when you're not there? Or why cool off the home when you're sleeping? Those are things to consider. The way we have ours set up is it's when we're home, we have it at, I think, 75. And then when we're at sleep and we're not home, we have it kicked up to like 80. So it's not like we have a huge temperature difference, but that 5 degrees will save on electricity. And again, you go to bed at 9 o'clock, you're going to be asleep, and what's the temperature difference of 5 degrees going to make while you're sleeping? Nothing. Unless you're really, really sensitive to temperature changes, then it may make a slight difference. But varying that, even at night, maybe going 10 degrees, maybe within the realm of possibility. Again, you're sleeping, so therefore, you really don't need to have the room as cool as when you're up and moving around. So look at getting a programmable thermostat, programming it to hike up the temperature or allow the temperature, the room to, or in the home to rise when you're sleeping. Say, have it start at 10 o'clock, then it'll go to like 80 degrees, and then when you're at work or school, or work, or you're not home, you can set it for, we're not going to be home from 12 to 3 Monday through Thursday. So you just set that temperature setting to, 5 or 10 degrees warmer. And then by the time you get back after 3 o'clock, obviously the AC unit's going to bring that temperature back down to where you have it regularly. Certainly look into that. They're very inexpensive nowadays. I think when they first came out, they were really expensive, but now they're really cheap. And they have newer ones now that have Wi-Fi, so you can adjust the temperature from your phone or from your computer. So that's a really nice feature. And then you can also, some of them, you can get the real-time usage. You could see, real-time as far as the electricity usage and what for your air conditioning unit or your furnace. So it's really neat to have that. And I think, now that I think about it, I think that if you, if you get an energy-efficient appliance or like a programmable thermostat, that there is some sort of tax savings for being energy conscious or something like that. So on top of getting the AC unit to help with your electricity, it could also help with your taxes too. So something else to consider. Number four here, get blinds or curtains. When the sun's at its warmest for the day, consider closing blinds or curtains in the area affected by it. Blocking the sun from heating your room will help cut down on your AC unit usage. Now, we're not saying that you shut all the blinds and shut all the curtains all day, you know, because you want to have the sunshine. But in the areas that get direct sunlight, you may want to consider while they're getting direct sunlight, because you know the sun moves across the sky, for the hour or two that particular room or area is in direct sun, just close the blinds, close the curtains. When the sun moves positions out of that, then go ahead and open them back up. Again, by doing that, you're not allowing the sun to heat up that room, therefore making your AC unit work harder and longer to maintain whatever temperature you have it set at. So definitely consider that when it comes to saving on electricity. And then the last one I just want to share, use a fan when possible. Consider using a ceiling fan or oscillating fan to cool your home rather than using the AC. Using a ceiling fan or a oscillating fan obviously uses less electricity than an air conditioning unit. And you know there are right now the temperatures are in the low 80s, you know, upper 70s, low 80s. This would be about the temperature that I would consider using an oscillating fan or using a ceiling fan. You know, once you get above 80 degrees, and then things get a little bit too warm, and it's really difficult for a fan to keep up with those temperatures. But if you can, if at all possible, save yourself some electricity and use an oscillating fan or ceiling fan to save on your electricity. Again, I want you to go to the Fresh Home website. You can locate it on our blog for today. You go to mvpinsure.us. It's mvpinsure.us. Click on the lower right-hand side of the landing page. It'll bring you to the blog post for today. And from here, from there, you can get a link to the article. And then there are five more tips that they have to help you save on your electricity this summer. So, again, we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore, give us a call, 616-396-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address, and that is mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. You want to send us an email, too. It's marsilians@gmail.com. That's marsiljeins@gmail.com. Well, that's going to do it for this week. I want to thank you for tuning in each and every week to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. And I hope you have a very good week. Take care.